We are going to immediately start the SESB program, the Saturn rig program. I will be getting about $1 to $2 million a month cash flow for those wells. Just looking and concentrating on the Saturn rig program, we can do it within 4 months.
The Financial Survival Network. Now more than ever. The Financial Survival Network.
And welcome. You are watching and listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. Well, these times are unprecedented. We've been through the ringer with COVID, delays, everything else. And hey, somehow we've come through it. And somehow many of us are going to be better than we were before. You know, great companies got that way. They became great, not because they started out that way, not because the path was easy and very simple to follow. No, they got that way because they become experts in meeting and beating adversity. Adversity, Lee Iacocca once referred to it as the luxury of adversity. That's what makes us strong, and that's what has made our companies great. With us now is Art Halloran. Art, your CEO, of course, of Trillion Energy, and it's great to have you back on. You've got some news for us, and we'll get into that shortly, but hey, these times really are times that test the souls of men, aren't they?
Yeah, they sure are. Thanks for letting me come back on, Kerry.
Hey, so you got great news. Basically, you're moving ahead. You're financing the Saturn rig internally. No dilution, no outside investors, if you will. And that's going to enable you to start production, you're anticipating, in late fourth quarter. Do I have that story right?
That's correct. And this will not affect the deal that the financial deal we're working on right now. So what we've decided, you know, is we are going to immediately start the SESB program, the Saturn rig program, and not wait for any further delays by COVID-related documents. And we're going to be able to fund it internally because we have about $1 million in cash in hand. And we also, with the price of oil, we're generating about $150,000 per month oil revenues. And I'm also going to accelerate the warrants for 2020, which will give us about a $3 million cash injection without any dilution to the investors.
Right. So basically, this is the first stage. And once those wells are spudded, what type of cash flow can we look forward to coming from those wells directly?
Yeah, we'll be getting about $1 to $2 million a month cash flow for those wells. And the other important thing about it is that if we kept the project, the Saturn rig and the deeper water rig, we would need a 6 month lead time. Just looking and concentrating on the Saturn rig program, we can do it within 4 months. It's $9 million. Each of the wells tested 7 million cubic feet per day, and the pools are proven.
Right. So we know we're not just exploratory drilling here. This is production drilling.
Yeah, these are actually reserve pools. So they've been, a report's been written by a third-party engineering company.
All right. So once you've got some decent cash flow coming in, what happens next?
Because we're not affecting the financing that we're doing right now, what we're really doing is we're just giving it an acceleration so that we can actually fulfill the commitments we made the investors and to spud these wells in the fourth quarter. And the other rig is not available anyways until February, March of next year. And so we'll already have the financing lined up, and nothing will be affected with that. And we'll continue with the other three wells, and everything will carry on as we said before.
Right. And you're using some innovative drilling techniques that are cutting costs and making this much faster and more efficient. Do I have that right?
What we're doing is we're going to be drilling off the existing platforms and reaching out. And that way, when we drill and complete, we have production right after we complete the well. The gas goes into our gathering system, and we get a check within 30 to 45 days. And that way, there's no subsea completions, no subsea pipelines. It's way cheaper this way.
So you really kind of cut to the chase here, don't you?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, basically, the drill pipe is the pipeline. And the wells alone are about $3 million cheaper. And then there's not a $4 million subsea completion and pipeline. So it's substantially cheaper.
Wow. Now, it seems that the entire Black Sea is awash in natural gas. Some of these recent discoveries have been very close to the SASB field, haven't they?
Well, they are close, but predominantly the most important thing that they prove is that there's a lot of gas generated within that basin, within the sequence of rocks. And so we have structures that are quite large that before we have mapped and so on, because we have a long history there. We just thought there wasn't enough gas to charge those large prospects. Now we know that's not true. So we'll be pursuing those mid-2022.
And if I have it right, the Turkish government is inviting Exxon and Chevron in to develop these large fields that they've recently discovered because they have the expertise and the ability to bring it to market?
That's correct, yeah.
Concerns about Western companies operating in Turkey probably overblown.
That is exactly it, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And the beauty here is all of your hypotheses about the fields that you have, everything that's happened has just served to validate them, hasn't it?
I mean, that's correct. I mean, on our block, in known prospects and so on, we have, with the exploration and so on, again, like I said, on our block, we have upwards of $1 billion worth of gas sitting there. It's not a far stretch to say 500 to 800 million NPV10 for our 49%. And the thing about it is we don't want to wait anymore. We want to have internal cash flow and start our spudding so that we can start generating cash and then carry on.
Yeah. So, and potentially there could be a lot more gas there than anybody has thought to date.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
So now I guess it's just you've got the pieces in place. You've got the first stage of the program internally financed. What's the next physical move that takes place?
So the first thing is we are starting to order the long lead items. We will pay $1 million down to secure the rig for the mob and demob. And we just will be spending time doing the engineering and so on so that we can actually do our spud date in November and then start the project.
Well, it seems to be a long time in coming, Art, but you know, the old saying, he who waits gets everything. And really, so much of what happens in business, in life, is often beyond our control. But when we really knuckle down and really take a look at solving problems, which, hey, is what the resource business is all about, there's always a solution.
That's correct. It just depends how you look at it. And I always say the three keys to success are persistence, persistence, and persistence.
Yeah. And if you persist in either one of those three, you're bound to succeed. So you got to go over to take a look at trillionenergy.com. That's trillionenergy.com. Tickers in the US, TCFF. In Canada, TCF. We're expecting big things out of you, Art. This is really exciting. And sometimes you just have to rearrange the pieces on the board to get a whole different perspective and then recast your plan. Plans aren't set in steel. And then just move ahead and get the job done.
That's correct. And I have 4 years of my life invested in this company. And so I'm like the investors. I'll only make my payday when it's successful.
And yeah, I should have noted before that you haven't been taking a paycheck. You've been paid in stock throughout at a reduced rate beyond what your fair market value would be as a petroleum geologist. So you've got a lot of sweat equity in this company, and you've got a lot of time wrapped in it, wrapped up in it. So you're not about to quit now. And really, like you say, persistence, persistence, persistence. We really appreciate you coming on, and we will talk to you when it's all said and done. We'll break out the champagne. Like I said, the sponsor update, I own shares in the company. I'm excited for what's happening. You should be too. Art, we will talk to you again real soon.
Okay, thank you very much.
The Financial Survival Network.